commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
Her news conference earlier this month was strange. Mary Burke, the newly announced candidate for governor, said the only thing she would promise was no promises. This could have been a jab at Governor Walker's promise to create a 250,000 new jobs in his first term. Based on current projections, it's a goal that won't be met. Otherwise, Mary Burke's no promises promise is amateurish. Is it possible for a major candidate for governor to go through an entire campaign without answering serious questions and without having to take policy positions on serious issues? Burke should be asked two questions, and that will tell us a lot about her candidacy. Question one, Ms. Burke, you haven't taken a position on Act 10. As governor, would you try to repeal it? And if I could, a follow-up, please. If you were still on the Madison School Board, what would you cut if the district's savings under Act 10 were wiped out? Question 2. Ms. Burke, if you believe in collective bargaining as a right, why are workers at Trek Bicycle not unionized? Would you encourage your father to enter into collective bargaining talks with his employees? Now, those answers would tell us if Mary Burke is ready for primetime, and the quality of her answers will be just as interesting for fellow Democrats. The party faithful want to know up front if they should give her the nomination without any challengers and without a primary. If she won't make promises and won't answer tough questions, why should anyone vote for her? Because we like her hair? Because she's a woman? Or maybe it's because she isn't Scott Walker.